Yeah. How big a cross is a hurricane?
Students at Nibley Park Elementary won't be thrust about in a high-speed tornado chase to witness the inner workings of a storm. But Thursday, University of Utah graduate students showed them how it works with Doppler on wheels.
No, it could be like small and then it could spread out to like a lot of miles.
It could start small and then it could spread out, but a really huge tornado.
Jim Steenberg is a professor of atmospheric sciences at the U of U.
Somebody once told me that kids are excited about three things when it comes to science: space, weather, and dinosaurs. So this really allows us to pull in weather, you know, right into their parking lot and show them what's going on.
He's using the truck, which is operated by the Center for Severe Weather Research for the National Science Foundation, to conduct research with his graduate students. After about 2 weeks, those students have learned to operate the truck and read the data it collects. Steenberg says it's the coolest thing he's ever done as a professor and as a meteorologist.
To be able to sit in a truck and tell the radar how you want to scan, how you want to slice and dice the storm, and be able to peer right into it, it's an incredible opportunity for the students. We can put it exactly where we need to be to look into the storm.
Doppler on wheels is a truck-mounted radar dish. It emits and receives radio waves horizontally and vertically, which John Zwislak, one of Steenberg's students, says provides more information than radars used by the National Weather Service.
The most relevant part of our forecast is not only is it going to rain, is it going to snow, but how much is it going to rain, how much is it going to snow. This instrument allows us to look at the storm in enough detail that we can learn about those processes, learn about the inner workings that we can then relate into a model and then use the model then to improve our forecasts of the amount of rain, the amount of snow that will occur.
The radar can distinguish the size and shape of snowflakes and raindrops in a storm. It can also collect data in lower elevations, where he says the National Weather Service radar can't reach.
So we can monitor just how intense the precipitation may be. We also can monitor things like the radial wind speed, or so basically how fast these particles are moving to or away from the radar.
The university students pulled an all-nighter in the truck November 4th and 5th, gathering data from a snowstorm that was enhanced by the Great Salt Lake's lake effect. Steenberg says with a big storm expected this Saturday, they'll be out all day to the west of Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons collecting data. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.